Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Hello, everyone. Welcome to your Tuesday edition of the BTN News Show. I'm Kyle Swagger. It is May 19th, 2015. All the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours in around 5 minutes. Let's get going. Woo! Now, we know the GPS, how we say on our iPhones, it's okay. It's not great, but it does the job. But it seems Apple wants to do a little bit better than just it does the job. Apple has bought a very accurate GPS company called Coherent Navigation. What? Yes, it's a startup that specializes in super precise global positioning systems. As always, Apple's that,
I don't have anything to say about this.
And they're not commenting on what future plans they have for it. All Apple did do was confirm that, yep, we bought it. And that's pretty much all they said. So if we got GPS already, what the heck is the point of this? Other than Apple saying, hey, look, we got money. Let's just start throwing it around. Well, apparently the accuracy of the consumer level GPS is just a few feet or a few meters. But the coherent navigation system can pinpoint a location to within a few centimeters. That's pretty close. Hey, anything that helps out Apple Maps, it's a good move. Because let's face it, Apple Maps still sucks. Xiaomi. I think that's how you say it. Well, it's a Chinese manufacturer of phones. Actually, it's the number one selling smartphone brand in China. We don't really talk much about them on this podcast, it's got to be said. The fact that this might be the first time their name has actually came up. The reason why is because Xiaomi is going to start selling accessories online in the U.S. and Europe starting today. Now, those for you not familiar with Xiaomi, yeah, they kind of call themselves the Apple of China in a roundabout way. And it has to be said that a lot of their designs on their phones does look pretty good. However, though, with these accessories being sold, don't look for their phones to be sold anytime soon. Right now, you're going to be able to pick up $79 headphones, a $15 fitness tracker, and two sizes of USB power packs for about $10. It's actually good for charging an iPhone twice. So if the company now can actually find an audience for its accessories, chances are the smartphones will be on their way next. And once the smartphones are on their way to the UK and US shores, along will come the lawsuits from Apple. You just watch. Oh, it's a smartphone day of news, really. We're going to turn towards South Korea now. We were in China with Xiaomi. Let's go on down south to Korea. Not north. God only knows what they're doing there. Other than killing their high military officials. But hey, that's another story. LG has announced its latest flagship smartphone. That would be the G4. It's going to be rolling out this week. Now, this thing was unveiled in late April, and they're looking to position it next to models such as the HTC One M9 and even the Samsung Galaxy S6. LG says the G4 will be available through about 180 carriers and retailers across the globe and will continue its rollout through June. The specs on the G4 are actually quite good. 5.5 Quad HD, that's a resolution of 1440 by 2560. Got an octa-core Qualcomm Snapdragon 808 processor, 3 GB of RAM, and a 16-megapixel main camera. Other than the hardware, it's running Android 5.1 Lolly, and it's going to be available in the colors of ceramic white, metallic gray, and shiny gold. Kind of sounds like some other phones we know of with three colors. Just saying. Facebook Messenger might become a bit more annoying for you or a bit more entertaining for you. Actually depends on which side of the fence you're on. Because it seems that games is going to be coming to the Messenger. According to the information, I guess that's a publication, Facebook has confirmed that it's speaking with developers about creating games that will work within Messenger and live outside of its app store. Now, yes, the Facebook plan for games is still very much in its early stages. But they're hoping people with their social network already established over Messenger will also find it kind of nice and convenient to play casual games there, too. I don't know about that. Now, we might remember Facebook allowed third parties to tap into Messenger back in March, but all that's really come out of that is just new images, be it graffitis or stickers or drawings into chats. So nothing really going woo-hoo about. Firstly, I guess I'm just getting old. I look at Messenger as just that, to message somebody. And finally, now you're probably not going to believe this, but Solitaire on the Windows platform is turning 25 years old. Yes, for 25 years, we've had our productivity taken away because of this stupid little game. And to celebrate that, Microsoft is planning a solitaire tournament. Woo! Now, Microsoft is starting an internal tournament this month that will determine basically who's going to be the head honcho there. You're, however, going to get to participate starting in June. That's when Microsoft will release the tournament challenge to the public through its Solitaire Collection. So if you spent 6 hours of your 8-hour workday mastering solitaire, you might be up for the challenge. No word yet on what you're going to win or certain prizes or whatever. Knowing how Microsoft can be, you'll probably get a free copy of Windows 10. Oh, wait a minute. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. Hop on over to our website at BritishTechNetwork.com. Follow us on Twitter at British Tech. Follow me on Twitter, too, at Kyle Swagger. Now, of course, we'll be back tomorrow with your hump day edition of the BTN News Show, getting you caught up on what's going to happen over the next 24 hours of the best in tech news. But until then, enjoy your Tuesday, and thank you so much for listening.